Blackstone Publishing presents Finder by Suzanne Palmer. This book is read by Joe Himple. To Lori, for the dare. Chapter 1. Above the airlock, in at least 20 different human and non-human languages, a faded sign read, "Management not responsible for losses due to depressurization or alien interference." Fergus Ferguson considered, not for the first time, whether the life choices that had brought him to this place had been entirely sound. Here he was in yet another unreliable tin can, far from anyone and anything familiar, in a half-devoured solar system on the edge of the galactic spiral arm. He always could have stayed home and raised sheep with his cousins. Closing his eyes, he tried to imagine living his entire life on a single hillside when he could barely stand to stay on one planet more than a few months at a time. Even his dream, apprenticing himself to a tea master on Kerala, spending the rest of his life in peaceful contemplation on those perfect white sand beaches, was almost impossible to imagine actually doing. "I have," he thought, "made a decent career out of chasing things and running away." And Cernican was somewhere he'd never been before, somewhere new. There was always that. The car's ventilation system choked out wheezing gasps of stale air in between death rattles. Fergus's feet were sweaty inside his mag boots, and the seat's safety harness, built for smaller bodies, pressed relentlessly down on his shoulders through his exosuit. What starlight graced the interior of the cable car was little more than thin, angry half circles in the distance where the glare managed to steal around. And